Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at in the world. Welcome to this moment, this time together. This meditation time has been such a gift for me, and I hope for you as well, to take that time to commune with one another, yes, with the divine, with God, with our spirit, whatever you call it, what a gift it is. So this morning, I don't know how it is where you're at, but it was deeply what looked like fog to me and still does, although it could be the smoke, I'm not sure. But it was especially ominous and deeply nourishing at the same time. The rain had come, at least where we're at, not terribly intensely, but enough to make everything nice and wet. And so the birds have just been enjoying it. And even as I look out the window now, I see a whole bunch of robins, and they're running around, picking in the grass, looking for their worms and whatever else. And I'm reminded of the preciousness of life, of the sweetness of just being here, of just knowing this moment. And how are you? I invite us all to come to this moment with everything that we carry, with all of our hopes and dreams, our failures and our successes, our shortcomings and our victories, our worries, our concerns, and our faith, all of the mixed bag that makes us hopeful and fearful, and all of those human things. Bring it right now to this moment and simply allow it to be there. It almost seems like a silly thing to say. However it is, perhaps we can begin with an affirmation. I accept myself as I am in this moment. And now that we've done the work of accepting ourselves, consider the world around you. And it could be in your home, in your workplace, or the larger world, in our cities and states and countries, and so on. And we begin to bring that same acceptance that we brought for ourselves to this other world, this outer world, the world around us. And we accept the world's shortcomings and victories and defeats. We accept the world's doubts and imperfections. And we begin to consider on a deeper level that every single person's struggle, no matter how ridiculous it may seem to us at a time, is just like our own struggles. The places that we are aware of ourselves are probably much less than the places that we are unaware of ourselves. But the places that we are not aware, other people are aware of us in that area. Just like we can see in others their shortcomings, their talents, their potentials, when they themselves cannot. So we begin to find within ourselves a level of compassion. Simultaneously for ourselves and others. And we take a moment, this time now together, this meditation time, to fully enter into the experience of life as ourselves. And so now that we have accepted everything about ourselves and the world, we bring that to a deeper consideration about our very existence and our life, beyond the daily vacillations, by coming into the breath. Instead of trying to change the breath right now, simply attend it. And watch it move in its own perfection. And then bring your awareness all the way down to the very base of your spine. Some people call this area the small of the back or the sacral area. And we're going to drop down even a little bit deeper, a little bit lower. Right into the base of the pelvic floor at the perineum, the very lowest part of your torso, which is also the location of the root chakra. And we become aware now of energetic tendrils emanating from our being, from our physical body, yes, but even more subtle. And so, like the great tree of life, imagine these tendrils, these roots, grabbing a hold of the earth. Easily coursing through it because they are pure energy. And then suddenly becoming material, form, roots, holding the soil, feeling the dampness of the earth. And the life in the microbial substance of physicality. We leave the roots planted and follow the energy back into the body. And just gently engage that area. Right at the base of your pelvic floor. And then release it. So this is not only a place for rooting and for connectivity to the earth, it is also a place of illumination. Engage one more time, maybe even only energetically, but still physically if you need to. And then release that And as you release, feel some things being eliminated into the earth and other things being eliminated in the way of blockages, so that suddenly you become much more open and able to process. And then we follow the energy now from the pelvic floor into the tailbone. And then just in front of the spine there, a couple of inches higher, into the center of your pelvis in your deep low abdomen. And you can even do the same thing, very mild engagement. For today's purpose, we are going to consider this second chakra, this energy center, as the element of water. How do you see the water in your mind's eye when we talk about it? Is it an ocean? A river, a lake, a stream, a puddle, rain. Is your water calm or blustery? If it's the ocean, is it swelling or is it calm and deep? If it's a river, the same, or whatever else. Now, through the power of will, bring your water where you would like it to be. And then feel in your body what that adjustment has done. And then we move again, coming gently up the spine, the awareness of the energy rising through the earth, through the water and into the belly, and engage this area, perhaps just above the navel. And then release. This is connected to digestion, not just of food, but of life. And the element which represents here is fire. So imagine your fire. What kind of a fire is it? What are you willing to put into it to be assimilated, even destroyed, definitely transmuted, and certainly digested? And what are you not willing? We now see that the fire is doing its perfect job, that the internal organs are working perfectly, and that whatever it is that we desire to be transformed, digested, and eliminated is done now. So now we have dealt with the earth, the water, and the fire. We rise up, bringing the energetic awareness again up the spine, and this time resting at the back of the heart, just in front of the spine, the heart chakra, anahata. And the energy of air. Air, breath, life, connection. For we all breathe the same air. And so here, how would you engage this area? See the breath mix with your heartbeat and with the blood therein. See the blood and the breath come together with your inner eye, coursing through your veins and arteries, through your cells, through your flesh and bone. See that every breath is life-affirming. The breath that we all share. And we raise again the energy from this beautiful heart space, fully imbibed and intact with all of the other energy centers, now coming to a culmination, we draw it up into the throat area. And we engage this area, our power center. How we speak the word into being to bring the unmanifest manifest. And we begin to enter the ether. And it is here that we pause for another affirmation. I speak only words of kindness. I speak that which I wish to see. My word is creative. I choose my words with God. And then we rise up again, bringing that energy now from the throat right to the back of the brain, through the brain and into the spiritual eye, like completing a circuit. And we set the gaze, pinpoint focus at the spiritual eye, the Christ center. And we begin to enter the super ether. We notice here that even beyond the breath, there is but one life force, one emanation of spirit. And it is from this that all manifestation occurs. How do we engage this center? Through the focus. the concentration at a single point. The two eyes become one eye. The third eye, yes, but really the first eye. And through this eye, we behold the mind of God, and we see that the universe is a thought in the mind of God, and that I am a thought in the mind of God. From here, with a fixed point of energy, we notice that the spine extends beyond the physical body, up and through the crown until it cascades into an upside-down, thousand-petaled white lotus flower. We feel the breath here coming through our being. Up and down, a great open channel. This is the breath of God, the breath of eternal life. We pause for affirmation here. I am now in the presence of pure being and immersed in the Holy Spirit of life and love and wisdom. I acknowledge your presence and your power. O Blessed Spirit. And we enter into true communion, divine union, with the one presence and the one power that is God. I encourage you to pause here, literally, physically pause the recording and meditate for at least 5 minutes, and then come back and we will complete. As we begin to come back into the body now, we become deeply aware again of our presence, our beingness itself. From the ether into the mind, into our craniums, and then into our spine at the back of the neck, down into the throat, down into the heart. We begin to feel the breath again. Deeper now, into the belly, feeling again the fire of creation, the fire that burns in the sky as the sun, the fire that burns in the belly of Mother Earth as the core, and the fire that burns in you. And then even a little bit more down into the water center, deep in the pelvis, connection to all of life. The first medicine. And then finally into the root, where we feel our feet or our being firmly planted on the Mother Earth. And however it is that we contact this wonderful planet, gravity holds us to her like a hug holds us to each other. And so with everything that we do, we are being held by the beautiful Mother, taken care of by divine providence with everything that we do. We are a thought in the mind of God, given these beautiful bodies to experience and to share with one another. And everything we do can be done as an offering and as a gift. So we end with the simple prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.